Welcome to Unmuzzled Chat. Frick, let's embody that for this episode. Muzzles are off. Guys, I don't own one. I don't use one. I don't wear one, and I never will. If you have one of the masks or you self-censor due to a job or anything, tear that muzzle off. Now, enough is enough. Entirely. Let this episode be enough. We cover enough of the spectrum right here in such a way. I mean, there's so much powerful clips, snips, information, stats, facts to go over right here in this episode. I don't even know if I'm going to fit it all in. So I can't mess around. I just got to dive in. But we must realize something and acknowledge as we look around and see the deterioration, the actual level of decay all around us, and tyranny running rampant, and censorship, and just infringement on all of our rights. It may be hard for some to hear, but we must take some accountability here. In a huge way, it's our fault. Now, none of us, I don't know anyone that was directly out there tearing down the border wall, directly, you know, printing money to send to Ukraine and launder and all these freaking crazy issues. But we got to be honest with ourselves. Our silence, our ignorance, our stupidity even is exactly what has allowed this level of deterioration. I believe personally, the sooner we can acknowledge this and we're like, you know what? Yeah, up to this point, I haven't been parts of solutions. So in a way, I've been part of the problems. Like, we got to take this deadly serious because it's literally that important. It's that crucial. And if not for you, for your loved ones, for your children. And there's so many things we can do. And we've been screaming it from the rooftops, supporting alternate economies, platforms like this, companies we're onboarding, so many things. And if at any point this is offensive or challenging and doom and gloom and it's too much, then personally, we got to up our resilience. We are not in our natural well state. And we must, that's a starting block. We need to acknowledge that and start eradicating the toxins, the poisons, balancing hormones, nutrition. Like, what happened to men's testosterone? Men need to start getting on testosterone. The TRT has helped me. Now, I'm on a very minimal amount, just enough to personally help breathe some life into me as I fight my personal battle with Lyme disease. But I'm very hopeful as I clear the poisons out of my body, I balance the nutritional levels and hormonal levels and eradicate this freaking bioweapon from my body, I'd venture to say we're right here out the gate, we're going to come swinging with this bio warfare, talking about Lyme disease and so many other things. I'd venture to say more of you actually have a bioweapon in you than you even realize. We already can see and feel the effects of the bioweapon known as the COVID jab and the spike protein, and how that is bleeding over into, and the levels at times are just as high in an unvaccinated person as the vaccinated person. And that's having direct neurological issues like effects and many other things. Enough is enough, and we must up our resilience. We must start taking more action. Okay. That being said, let's dive in. Told you I'm ripping the muzzle off this one. Okay. So this is David and Adam Finnegan. This Adam character is quite impressive. He's actually done a lot of research and he brings all the freaking receipts. So do not take my word for it. Do not even take his word for it. Look at the research he's gathered conveniently on a singular webpage. We'll browse that here in a second. For us to sift through. Biological warfare is nothing new, folks. It's been around for a long time. We've been funding it as taxpayers for a long time. And I'm sad to report that the actual documentation, the actual facts do not look pretty. But we can't afford to be ignorant on it because we, the people, are being experimented on. Enough is enough. No wonder men think they're freaking women. No wonder the other men are allowing these delusional men to prey on their children. No wonder we're sitting back allowing our kids to be indoctrinated and poisoned with everything and putting up with DEI, the most racist, toxic, divisive, up is down, down is like everything's all twisted and we're just accepting it. What is wrong with everyone? I know I'm not alone, but at times with the lack of action, and there is a lot of action, there is a lot of, we're going to cover a lot of the positive momentum, but the reality of it is it's not enough. Like even if we end up slowly, like the more of us that engage, the faster we right this ship. We can't afford another day. If we can lessen it one more day by onboarding another 100, 2,000 people, then let's do that. Help us achieve that on this platform, please. I know we're not going to appease to everybody, but the more you help bless this platform and share it, you just never know. And one of you will lead to great blessing and breakthrough on this platform. You may share it to someone that actually has this. You just never know. You might send it to that one person that sends it to that one person that sends it to that one person that's got a very big group on a platform or two, and it really brings more people on board to organizing their toolboxes, to upping their resilience and becoming more parts of the solution together. Check this out. This is insanity.
This idea of being able to attack an enemy and cause them tremendous harm. And then I kind of look at the other side and we'll kind of, you know, get into the how this all got here. But it seems to be something that's been weaponized against just the planet itself, because if the same people are funding the building of these things, just speaking of Rockefellers, you know, going back to the creation of the UN, are still profiting from the treatment of all of these things. And so it kind of feels a little bit like the tire shop putting, you know, nails in the streets, you know, a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. And with most people, when they think of biological warfare, they think of diseases that kill really quickly and lots of people. Well, there are those, but the purpose of something, because a lot of people ask, well, what would be the purpose of something, you know, that doesn't kill a lot of people? It just slowly proliferates the population. Well, see, with a lot of these acute diseases, they're so apparent and so easy to spot that it's easy for the biodefense to kind of spot the sick and separate them. And also, a lot of those very fatal diseases burn out really quickly. They'll kill a bunch of people, but they burn out really quickly. With these, the strategy is long term, and it's called a strategic biological weapon rather than like a tactical biological weapon, which would be something that would kill suddenly and fast. Mm. With the strategic biological weapons, they're much more successful because they're able to slowly proliferate the population, and it's aimed at a strategy of tire and exhaust. You tire and exhaust and overwhelm the enemy. You send and with these kinds of weapons, they take out the immune system, but what happens is it has secondary effects on the brain and central nervous system. So it also brings, you know, neurological diseases and mental illnesses, as well as cancer. So the cancer rate goes up, mental illness goes up, and chronic disease goes up. And so over time, that's a big deal. And especially when these things are able to just absolutely proliferate the population, and they have been for decades, and there's really like no signs of slowing down. Mm-hmm. And if you look at society, think about how it affects the brain. And then you look at society. We are the highest in mental illnesses. We are the highest in chronic diseases, and we are the highest in cancers. And that is what I call the dark triad of immune tolerance. Now,
you catch that? Do you see why maybe I'm a little flustered? I'm a little like, rip the lid off of it, muzzles, and let's go. Because people are suffering. People are dying. And we don't have to accept this crazy state we're in. We can help. There's great blessing. I challenge more folks to kind of set down their personal things and up resilience to where you can start getting excited to getting more involved on all of this. Help us reach out unmuzzledchat@gmail.com. I need your direction, your counsel. I'll eat humble pie. Whatever you feel would be super effective, whether it's topic-based, directing episodes, joining on episodes, heck, acquiring a slot like regularly here on this platform, all open to all ideas, maybe marketing strategies, ways to blow this thing up. Help me help you because I'm committed. I'm in this. I'm not going anywhere. Help me help you, please.
Immune tolerance is just a phenomenon that Eric Traub discovered, but you can think of it as chronic immunosuppression. It's an impaired immune system.
Wow.
It's like immune deficiency.
Wow. I think we're around 6% of the world's population here in America, and we consume about 85% of the pharmaceutical drugs
85%.
In America. But, you know, if you just sit at the airport and watch people walk by, I don't know that we're necessarily the specimens of health.
We're not.
On the planet by any stretch. You know, we have more GMOs and things that are illegal around the world in our food supply. And there is what it feels to be a very concentrated effort to make us kind of dumb, sick, and broke, you know, and easy to control, and
dumb. Let's write that down. Sick, broke, and easy to control. That is the truth of it, folks. It's not just what they've been plotting and doing for decades. They've actually been achieving because you can see it. Men are sitting by allowing their children, not just their children, but children across the board to be preyed on. And that is unfreaking acceptable. The fact I got a picture from my Canadian friend today. Let's just pull it up. See if this is a Toronto police car. It's got the rainbow flags on it. 2SLGBTQ+. The freaking circus, folks. What do we... Let's go. It's time. Let's go. You know what to do. I'm a freaking broken record. Help us. If you aren't going to do these things, like, well, then bless us. Help us help you.
And that kind of tends to be the consensus. Let's go back with Eric Traub. Let's start with his life a little bit. He grew up in the backdrop of World War One being behind him. He's a smart kid. And then let's kind of hit some highlights that eventually connected him with the Rockefellers.
Rockefellers. All right. I will add the links to these episodes, all this content, in this singular episode down below. So this man's website, The Sleeper Agent, will also be added in there. The Rise of Lyme Disease, Chronic Illness, and the Great Imitator Antigens of Biological Warfare. He's got a book. He dives in. I mean, there are crazy amounts of information in here. Crazy amounts. Let's play a bit here for Tucker. Just shy of a few minutes. Guys, our lives depend on it. Please stay tuned. There's a lot of heavy hitting stuff in this episode. Just you wait and see.
On Saturday, the House of Representatives, the legislative body that writes the laws for a bankrupt country, approved $95 billion in American tax dollars in foreign aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Taiwan, by the way, happens to be one of the richest countries in the world. That package, that spending package, passed overwhelmingly 316-94. So let's narrow out a piece of it. That would be the $61 billion that went to Ukraine. Now, so far, Congress has given the Ukrainian government nearly $174 billion in munitions and so-called aid. Then you add another $60 billion that Joe Biden gave to Zelensky, and the total is over $230 billion. And that's just the money that was publicly appropriated that we can account for.
What are we doing?
It's a lot more than that.
It's something we shouldn't even be involved in. I mean, listen.
So let's take a look at what's in the package that just passed on Saturday that the bankrupt country sent across the world to the Ukrainian government. There's $14 billion to purchase weapons. There's $15 billion for military training and intelligence sharing, since the U.S. intel agencies are running the Ukrainian intel agencies, even as they assassinate people. Then there's $8 billion for the Ukrainian government, its pensions for its bureaucrats, $8 billion for its pensions. And then there's $300 million to help Ukraine secure its border. None to secure our border, $300 million to help Ukraine secure.
$300 million to secure Ukraine's border. I don't even think we're absorbing it because these are such astronomical numbers. Hundreds of billions of dollars, over $230 billion, $300 million. And it just goes without saying, like, another country's border, when we're suffering, when we're having this issue, we're being invaded, your family's lives are at stake more and more each and every day. We've brought in the receipts, guys connected, even part of the intel agencies that have talked about sleeper cells that, oh, they're not only coming across, they're already here. Terrorists are already here. And you can see what's happening to little girls, little boys, businesses. We literally have to wait till personally we are afflicted. Is that how dumb we are right now? I know this sounds harsh, but we gotta be more accountable and open our eyes and others around us and be part of the solutions. Because I'm telling you, like, buckle up. This is going to be a crazy year. They're trying to perp walk their political opponent. We're allowing all that. We literally have prisoners of war, of grandma walking, getting a guided tour to the Capitol without due process. They're literally a prisoner of war. And we're allowing this in our own freaking country. You don't think they're coming after you? You're gravely mistaken. It's only a matter of time.
Sure, it's just the priorities are clear. That's all real. Before the vote, Nancy Pelosi went on the House floor to demand that her colleagues keep the money flowing to Zelensky. If you vote any other way, you're somehow for rape. Watch.
I hope that our colleagues will choose democracy and decency rather than autocracy and evil. Because I fear
you're
that if you choose
Nance.
The Putin route, you will have blood on your hands. Blood of the
you
children,
blood
of their mothers,
hands.
Raped in front of their parents, raped in front of their children.
Yeah, vote for this or you have blood on your hands. And by the way, that's a person who's gotten stupendously rich, you
right.
wonder how, while serving in the United States Congress. But she's not sending any of her own money to Ukraine. She's sending
right.
your money. To
your money, not hers.
Ukraine. So alongside this, the House advanced legislation would allow Biden to place frozen Russian assets in a special slush fund specifically for Ukraine. That'd be $8 billion worth of material the U.S. government just stole from Russian citizens without a trial. We don't like you. We're taking
wow.
it. That money currently sits in U.S. bank accounts. And it's possible, not to be cynical, that all of this money is being sent to Ukraine because it's much easier for our ruling class to steal once it's offshore.
Right.
So the bottom
Launder
line here
it.
Is that we are at war with Russia and we're doing...
Oh my gosh. Tucker hits out of the park. All 30 minutes of that one. Once again, the link will be added this post. Now you can apply the funds being laundered to so many different things, but for some reason, this one just really hit home. Can someone tell me again why we're sending another $61 billion to Ukraine when Maui still looks like a war zone? What the bleep am I missing, folks? This is insane. So it has two video images. The one on top is robust, quaint town before 8/13/2022. And then the one below, and it's driving down the same street, is after the 3/30/2024. It wasn't a natural fire, folks. I don't know if you've done the research, but there's nothing conspiratorial about it. What happened in Hawaii was a direct attack. And it's a war zone. And we're sending funds over to some other freaking country, corrupt country. This is insanity. Oh, you don't think it was a direct weapon? Have you looked into it? How could anyone say that if you haven't looked into anything? It is, I'm no rocket scientist. I'm no expert on war or these lasers or whatever energy weapons they have. But my common sense tells me, like, it isn't natural when you see a lot of the green trees didn't really go up in flame. But hard, non-combustible material got obliterated right next to it. You could see the tree trunks just on the side of the road to vehicles that were completely melted. The alloys and steel and metals puddled in the streets. I've never, ever seen a fire that could do that. While, especially, that's just done that period. but the trunk is still intact. The trunk of flammable material is still structurally sound. It's not even burnt up. It's charred, but it's not even burnt up. But the alloys and the steels are puddled in the streets. Yeah. Unacceptable. It's just one of those things that we don't need to be conspiratorial about it. Things don't smell right. Things don't look right. Let's get to the bottom of it. That's enough. Let's get to the bottom of it. Oh, these officials aren't getting to the bottom. Next, we could get people in positions that will take action on behalf of us. And if they're not, next. Oh, they're corrupted. Next. We could bankrupt all our enemies by funding our family members and patriots around us. Let's bankrupt them so they can stop. They don't have the funds. I mean, the amount of money these individuals, Rockefellers, can't even fathom, folks. There's been reported properties in the UK and all over the place where trillions of dollars in these estates have been spent. They have trillions of dollars in just the artwork. Trillions. We can't even wrap our mind around the divide. And people don't want to acknowledge that there's a two-tiered system that has corrupted everything. You would be under the delusion that they've been projecting that, oh, we have a free and fair, like, two-partied system. Like you're just given the illusion of choice. Okay. This is crazy. Dear U.S. and EU taxpayer, here's your money. Hundreds of billions of it was spent in the most corrupt countries on earth and led to deaths of close to 500,000 Ukrainians and advancing Russians. The U.S. just sent another $61 billion. Yeah. The results will be the same. Why isn't there any attempts on peace talks? Any. This is crazy, this equipment. What the frick are we doing? I think in this dude has his testicular fortitude intact, and we need more men like this. Give this a listen.
The UN Security Council had a meeting yesterday, and Ray McGovern spoke to it. He is a former member of the CIA, and he testified in support of Seymour Hersh's article on the United States bombing Nord Stream pipeline. If it is proven that the United States bombed the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, as has been asserted by Seymour Hersh and his article, will you call for the United States to acknowledge and admit that that was an act of war against Germany and Russia? And I'm asking this because this may be the only way to prevent the rest of us from being killed in a thermonuclear war.
Right.
And I don't want to be fried. Don't you think the media should be reporting on whether or not this is true? And don't you think you should be inquiring?
Do you want to be fried? I don't want to be fried. I don't want any of my loved ones to be fried. But what is happening? We're not in control of our country. But we would be the ones to pay the price for the tyrannical, whatever you want to call it, the government body that isn't of we the people by the people, but we'd be the ones that would pay the price for their and kind of intentionally being done. If I'm being honest.
Into whether or not this is true.
Well, thank you for the question. One, I've got no information to suggest that the United States was...
There is overwhelming information suggesting U.S. was involved in the bombing of Nord Stream pipeline.
Involved in bombing the Nord Stream pipeline.
Because you weren't briefed on it.
Yeah, so
you weren't given information because he explicitly says you weren't briefed on it. Shouldn't you inquire?
So here's what I'll say about, I think, you know, President Biden's leadership generally as it relates to Ukraine and Russia.
We committed an act of war. What are you doing to respond to that? We have to hold Biden accountable. So listen, you're from Brooklyn, right? You know when to call bullshit when you see it. So do I. Yes. This is bullshit right now. And I see what's happening right now. That does not silence.
Yeah, they were trying to shut off his mic pretty early on. Now they got it, but he continues. What a stud.
I mean, you can hear me right now. I want you to say something about the bombings, because we're all going to die from a nuclear war right now unless you stop it and you at least put
he gets
an inquire
it.
Into whether or not it's true.
Right, put in the inquire. Why are you not hearing this, man? Just trying to sweep it under the rug in front of all these people as he's very clearly asking some important questions.
This war in Ukraine is going to leave us all dead.
So what are you going to do? Because you need to inquire. Here's I'm a New Yorker, too.
Here's what I'll say.
Say it.
We're going to continue to stand with the Ukrainian people.
That's fucking bullshit.
They're going to continue to stand with the Ukrainian people. Wow. Did we get a say in that? I say no more. Not a penny. Especially if it can't be accounted for. Not a penny. We got veterans. We got fentanyl issues. We got an invasion of our own. Literally an invasion. Just because, like, missiles haven't been, and bombs haven't been going off yet. We can't, we got to stop lying to ourselves and see things clearly. Now, I get a lot of you are in the loop and do understand. I'm not talking to you directly. I'm hoping to provide people like you with the right amount of information to share, to break through to others so we can create the momentum. Thank you for the work you have done and being awake. You clearly have been part of the solution for some time. I can only imagine all the positive impacts you've had throughout the time or potential years of work and conversations and things you've been involved in. Bless you. I want to say thank you for your service. Is it not just that?
Do not do that. You will end us all dead.
War against.
We need peace. We need talks. Why are you not talking talks? Do not put your hands on me. We need peace talks. I am not going to take this. We need peace talks. You are leaving. Listen. Did you even read the allegations? No. How about accountability?
How about accountability?
Okay. How about religion, not bomb? Okay. How about conversations, not cremation? Diplomacy, not destruction. How about that? How about
it?
You goddamn airhead, you're going to kill us all. I don't want.
Freaking airhead is gonna kill us all. He's not wrong. I don't want to die in a nuclear war. Nobody does.
I want to die in a goddamn nuclear war, and nobody does.
He sees it. Switching gears, we're gonna pop around a little bit. If we're struggling with that and that's heavy, then okay, let's take a step back. We got to focus on our health. Scientists have conducted numerous water, soil analysis. Now they have tested the air samples. We've gone over this before, talking about chemtrails. I literally walked out. I did a quick video, but it happened to be when I got done with the gym today. The contrail that was actually dissipating behind the jet that was in the air was out in the distance. And by the time I got to my truck to record it, because there was definitive chemtrails that spanned the whole skylines and made X's and, you know, streaked it up nicely, horrifically. We got to look up and be honest with ourselves. But, like, you can't have both. Which one is it? What is natural? It's the one that's dissipating. Like, there's nothing intentionally being done. That is the vapors. That is what Scroogle, Screwtube, you know, fake book, all those Nazi, you know, controlled propagandist platforms are going to be pushing those fictional narratives, the true conspiracy that, oh, it's just natural. But no, because there's a grave difference between the two. So the question is not whether we're being sprayed. It is, yes, we are being sprayed. And we've shifted on to what is it we being sprayed with. And it's so damning. So this is a direct connect to why people, testosterone levels are tanking, why we're allowing women face, why we're allowing all this to happen, because our resilience is being diminished intentionally. We actually have a solution for this particular threat to an extent, this very episode, to bringing that resilience back out of us. Let's hear this real quick.
And we're back for part two on one of the biggest secrets that the government is holding from us.
Yes.
If you haven't seen my part one, go back and find that for a whole summary of what the heck these things are. But moving on from where we left off last time, researchers from geoengineeringwatch.org were able to acquire a NOAA flying lab, which is just a plane that's set up for lab testing of the atmosphere.
Yes.
And what they did is they took this plane up right into one of these guys and took samples from beneath it, inside of it, and above it. And they found exactly what they were expecting. With that test, they were able to confirm that, in fact, they are spraying into our air a whole array of heavy metals, including aluminum, barium, and strontium. So what does this mean for us?
That's so bad.
We don't really care. Exposure to these kind of heavy metals are linked to things as small as cognitive impairments in children, like behavioral issues, sensory issues, ASD, or even ADHD, all the way up to conditions like Alzheimer's and even cancer. One of the most important things that we can do about this is start bringing awareness to it in the hopes that maybe we could begin to ban weather modification, just like other states are doing too. Second most important thing we can do, heavy metal detox. We're breathing these metals in whether we like it or not, and we need to make sure we're protecting ourselves and our family from the side effects. And we're back.
Okay, I'm happy to report, and I've been taking this now for a minute, and I actually had this vetted from a couple of my naturopathic doctors that I trust And they have since added this to their shelves. But this masterpiece product is amazing at removing nanotoxins, heavy metal cleanse, all sorts of pollutants. Graphene oxide, barium, aluminum, lead, things I can't even pronounce. Check in the description. I'll have the link to this. Get some. It's affordable. It's insane, like 5 little drops a day. And this clearly has led to some of my breakthrough. And until we bring awareness and stop the spraying from happening, unfortunately, this is something we're going to just have to add into our regimen. So we can't just look for get-bys. We need to be the solution over the bigger issue. Help us achieve that. Surprise, surprise! There's now a study out that the Bill Gates lab-grown meat causes cancer in humans. Are you surprised? We'll add the link. Speaking of Bill Gates, the UK just announced it wants to force farmers to feed their cows red soybean-based methane blockers to block them from farting and burping. Which, guys, that's a hoax. It's all a hoax. It's just to control everything. Because that other scientist, he was saying, like, to anyone that would argue this, just be like, okay, could you answer me how much of the atmosphere is, you know, is carbon? Like, how much of the atmosphere is accounted? Like, what percentage? Can you give me a percentage? It's 0.04%. And the human, let's say, addition or part of that percentage is 0.03% of the 0.04%. It's a non-issue. But anyway, guess who invested $12 million into a company that produces the red seaweed methane blockers 2 months ago? Oh, Bill Gates. None other than Bill Gates. Are you waking up yet, world? I know our listeners are. It's crazy. Now, if I don't resonate with people, like, the thing is, we've been indoctrinated. We've had false idols through Hollywood. I'll admit it. We all have. We've been duped. It's like we've sinned by, like, false idol, like, idolizing these celebrities. And they've been pedestaled, and it's been this whole mind experiment, and it's been very successful on misleading. I mean, you could see with how they ramped up on the celebrity stages for people to roll up their sleeves and get a bioweapon in their arm. It was massively effective. So if you can't take my word for it, then here, listen to Woody Harrelson. Harrelson. I don't know. Apologies. I mean, pronounce it. Celebrity man. But I don't know when he did this, but it's a pretty powerful clip. Give it a listen.
Habit of buying junk fast foods that have no actual food in them. We buy gallons of poisonous household cleaners when one degradable soft soap will do. We are poisoning right. Our homes and wasting our hard-earned money for no good reason. Why? Because the advertising industry tells us to. They just want you to buy stuff. For example, if a company pollutes the environment or uses bad business practices, if you don't buy their stuff, they will change. If you don't want food with chemicals or GMOs in it, then don't buy it. The minute we start taking responsibility and spending our money wisely, every politician, every corporation and leader around the world is going to know that we have woken up. This is the 21st century. If we use our resources wisely, there's no reason why anyone shouldn't have what they need. There's no reason whatsoever why people are still so starving to death on our planet. And the common man or woman, whether they are Israeli or Palestinian, Protestant or Catholic or Iraqi or American, the common man just wants to live in peace and justice in a clean environment. When we look around the world and we see that that is not the case, we know that the will of the majority is not being listened to.
Right.
That's the first sign that our system is broken. Government won't make these changes for us. Yet again, it is down to the common man. No company will continue a practice or a product that you, the consumer, will not buy. It's vitally important that you understand this, because this gives you ultimate power to change the world you live in.
Yes.
Companies are extremely sensitive about you buying their products, because if you don't buy their stuff, they go out of business.
Right.
It's not something any company is willing to consider. And by choosing to spend your money wisely, you can promote those companies that do business in a socially responsible way.
Golly, can we grasp that? It's one of the singular most impactful calls to action we can do. Also, check out StuPeters.com and Slave Nation, because we need to stop funding our enemy, aka paying income tax voluntarily. Why are we doing that? Why are you doing that? Why haven't you educated yourself and saved yourself a lot of freaking money? That's a double win right there. This is extremely alarming. Listen to Charlie Kirk talk about these birth rates, folks. It's not just personal, like, resilience and personal impact. Like, this is, I need to work on my stuttering. I say a lot of things double. I apologize. Bear with me. I'm going to do my best to get better.
We have now set a new record. We've been warning about this.
Ooh, I got it a little sped up here. So I'm down 125.
Elon Musk has been warning about this, but we have a new low, a record low.
Record.
This, by definition, is civilizational ending.
Yes.
If this does not get addressed or fixed, there is no way to keep a civilization going. What am I talking about here? U.S. fertility rate has dropped to its lowest level ever.
Ever in
America. It is now 1.6 children per woman in 2023. It is the lowest figure in American history. America had fewer children born last year than in 1980, when we had 100 million fewer people.
We had less births last year, or pregnant women, than in 1980, when we had 100 million less people that were in this country. That is extremely alarming.
Some of this is related to the destruction of the middle class. It is harder than ever for people to afford to have more kids. And Biden has accelerated that trend. But it didn't start with Biden. America is in a cultural death spiral. People have been sold a life script that emphasizes things that are not about having families. The life script is very simple.
Folks, it's not just that either. It's all the poisons. It's the bioweapon death jab that's literally made a lot of folk infertile or lose their children.
The life script includes extending adolescence and aimless hedonism. Women have been told that they can have it all by not worrying about marriage or family until they're 35 or even 40, or just to have it all by not having a family at all. Our leaders, meanwhile, treat Americans as fungible economic units and think that it's far easier to replace the current generation with foreign migrants. Essentially, let the Nicaraguans have kids than to put in the effort of having and raising their own children. The future belongs to the people who show up for it. An America without children is an America without a future.
Right.
A country needs 2.1 kids per woman to keep itself going. Countries that fall below that will lose people. America is better than most Western countries, but we're still falling. Our population is only growing because of the Great Replacement.
That's the only reason our country's number isn't falling, because of Great Replacement, because our country is being invaded and we are being replaced.
The amount of dateable men is diminishing by the day. NYU Stern college professor, who was on MSNBC, who's going to be joining us later this week, said the exact same thing. Women do not want to marry anymore. Men cannot find women suitable to their liking. Men are afraid to date women because they'll be called as if they're engaging in rape culture or they're toxically masculine. This is an economic issue, but even more so, it is a moral and a cultural one. We have damaged marriage. We've undermined the norm of having a family. I know many young people that are married. They say, why have kids? I'd rather have freedom. Because we have played into this idea that you get to decide everything that's right for you. Not an idea of you have a duty or an obligation to have children, to continue the species, literally. And this is also why we have the most depressed, suicidal, obese, alcohol addicted, and drug addicted generation in history.
Right.
We have a generation that is shedding their attachment to
it's life without meaning.
Traditional norms. But remember, this is even more scary on the political side. If you do not have strong nuclear families, then you're going to have a massive government.
A strong nuclear family is a threat to the New World Order, to globalist ambitions, and to the administrative state. When you have a generation of 32-year-old young ladies who are single, who have graduated from college, have successful corporate careers, and lots of cats, they're bitter and miserable. Families make you happier. Children make you more joyful. Getting married is a gift from the Lord. We have demonized and contaminated those cultural norms because they're patriarchal or they're systemically racist. And now we're in a set of conditions where the numbers are in the lowest birth rates in American history.
Crazy. Yeah, that's a grave problem, folks. So right here, Breaking Scientific Journal confirms 80% of pregnant women had miscarriages after COVID bioweapon injection.
Of the women whom there's a section of Pfizer documents where there's an 80% miscarriage rate of the women whom they're following to term, and they happen to lose 236 out of the 270 records of pregnant women that they have, but the ones that they keep, 80% lose their babies. And then later on, and this is report 69, and Dr. Walensky resigned 5 days after we posted report 69, it shows that Pfizer knew that babies in utero were being exposed to the vaccine, in their words, through the babies were dying through transplacental exposure. Mm-hmm. But they knew that, and they knew that they were poisoning breast milk, and that the lipid nanoparticles, the mRNA, and presumably the spike was getting into the breast milk and causing convulsions and deaths. And apropos of what Dr. Thorpe has found and what you brought up about problems with newborns, I interviewed a midwife named Ellen Jasmer, who's finding what is in the Pfizer documents from 2 years before. They knew that newborns would have, some of them, air sacs between their tiny lungs and their tiny chest walls, and this would cause respiratory distress. They knew it. It's in the Pfizer documents. And yet, 2 years later, Ellen Jasmer is finding babies go home, they seem fine, they're coming back because there's an air pocket between their tiny lungs and their chest walls.
Intentional. Some would call that murder, premeditated, genocide. Crimes against humanity. Legally, they were supposed to give us informed consent, inform us of any adverse effects, and this is information they had, but it was all left blank intentionally. No one that pushed this is freaking safe. Are you kidding me? There's no immunity for crimes against humanity. From the doctor side of things, the pharmaceuticals, the news stations, businesses, government puppets, no one. Now, I'm sorry, if you are on the wrong side of injecting this, everyone should have an opportunity to their trial, presenting in front of a jury. But then again, for Fauci, in certain individuals, we could pretty much skip the jury and just have a military tribunal based on the facts, or a civil one. Say, I'm all about saving the money at this point. You freaking kidding me? Hear what this British MP has to state about this jab.
Excess deaths and COVID, I think, at the moment. I mean, I was thrown out of the Conservative Party for tweeting that a leading cardiologist had said that the vaccine rollout is the biggest crime against humanity since the Holocaust. I'm afraid I think it's going to be bigger than the Holocaust, because I think we've got to be somewhere between 10 and 20 million people have been killed by these experimental vaccines worldwide, and it's still going up. Well, the evidence was pretty considerable 18 months ago when I first spoke out. I mean, it's overwhelming now. Every week there's more evidence. Paper out last week in Japan of a clear link now between people who've had the boosters and the increased cancer.
Right.
We know why. It's the SV40, the simian virus 40 promoter region that Pfizer didn't disclose are in their vaccines. I mean, there's a clear link with promoting cancer.
And so are you seeing more MPs now than before coming to your
party? No, the MPs have got their hands in the blood up to their...
This boils my blood. I have loved ones that are knocking on death's door due to this. What do I do with that? Certain individuals were on the side of promoting it, because I don't want to diminish, you know, the relations and what time we have left with these individuals or what have you, but it is clear as day that my loved ones have fallen prey to warfare. And it's not about just pointing the finger and telling the other ones that were in support of this bioweapon, like, you know, shame on you and you're wrong. And it's really sad and unfortunate, but it's more about embracing, as sad as the outcome is, but coming to the realization, like, how important it is we all eat some humble pie and look at the bigger picture, and it's healthy to question things and ensure that this type of stuff never happens again. Our loved ones do not have to die in vain. We can unite, educate ourselves, up all of our resilience, and end this tyranny and this biological warfare. I get how challenging it is. I get when already, this is my personal take on it, but already when we lost one of our loved ones to this, yeah, you could sit here and debate. Well, what was the age of this individual? Okay, it was, she had some age, but it was clear to me that there was additional suffering involved that didn't need to be there, and the time was cut short. And it saddens me because I believe the connection wasn't made, and I can't sweep that under the rug. Pretty sure certain individuals I know and love dearly come across that bit of information right there, they're going to take mega offense. You'd be missing the intent and the opportunity we had to even document some things to potentially rule this out, or whether this had an impact or not. But we pretty much missed that window of opportunity, because it could have been evidence that led to the flood of information that's connecting the dots, that's directly correlating to that needle that went in that arm. Ignorance is not bliss, because when your eyes get opened on that, then you'll want to do research on the very shots you're putting into your children's arms. And now this is where it's a moment of the truth really setting you free. And our loved ones didn't die in vain, and we can honor them and recognize that they are essentially fallen soldiers in this wartime we live in. You want the truth? You want proof? Here you go.
A lot of weird and disturbing things have been happening lately on live TV and in Hollywood.
Let's start off with a check of your next weather meteorologist, Alyssa. And then this happens. You know, Alyssa, this really is the calm before the storm.
Not again, no!
Things which no one apparently is supposed to talk about whatsoever.
I need some help. I need medical.
The gatekeepers and the powers that be put on the pressure of censorship to make it almost impossible to talk about these things without getting penalized for it.
Right.
I've been excluded on Oprah, you know.
On Oprah?
On Oprah, yeah, I've been excluded.
Wow.
And what they're afraid of more than anything else is the truth.
A little over 15 minutes after receiving the shot, one nurse took questions from reporters and then fainted.
I'm sorry.
And the one thing that a lying culture can't tolerate is the truth, right?
Remarkably, a bunch of young, healthy people in Hollywood are experiencing things like face paralysis and brain clots.
Experts say more and more younger women are suffering from strokes. And now, former NCIS actress Pauly Perrette just revealed she had a massive stroke 1 year.
Am I facial?
Play by YouTube's rules. They just all... or randomly had it with
girlfriend. Critically and severely impacted by this.
Jamie Foxx was admitted to
the whole situation about Jamie Foxx is kept a secret. Why? Because of the truth. Nobody wants
him to get along, gang, so to speak. So, you know, I'm an outsider. And so, you know, I'm not part of the club.
So I have to
go places for one that I'm welcome, and where I can voice my opinion without somebody, you know, saying I'm a bad person and that they never want to have me on their platform again.
What platforms have banned you?
I tried to go on The View. They didn't have me on The View.
Why?
Well, a few of the guests just really didn't like where I was coming from. I've been excluded on Oprah, you know.
On Oprah?
Yeah, I've been excluded. Yeah.
I think you'd be the person Oprah would want to promote. I mean, you grew up in South Central, you were successful at a young age, you have dignity, you say what you think. Like, I thought that was the goal.
Me too.
The lies have now reached epic proportions to the...
Right. So many lies. I mean, I love what this gentleman did. Confronting a pharmacist. Asking, have you administered these? Like, if we all in our communities did this, we'd give these smaller, they're peons to the infrastructure of it all, but we could get it to where on local levels they're no longer posing any more threats.
Did you personally administer any COVID-19 vaccinations?
Hunter.
Did you personally administer any COVID-19 vaccines?
Yeah,
do you know that you may be personally liable and prosecuted under the Nuremberg Code?
Yeah, no, it's a thing here, and I've gone through, and I know what you're doing here, and
I may have some deaths on your hands.
Yeah, I
how many did you administer?
I don't know.
Yeah, rough estimate.
Don't know.
He is nervous as heck.
Because, you know, it's recently come out, you know, that the COVID was a hoax and the shots were for depopulation, so, you know, it's really bad what happened.
Cocky pharmacist admits he knew the jab was for depop.
Yeah.
And was coerced into giving it to people. Anyway, yeah, we got to realize Pfizer has been in business for 175 years and hasn't cured a single disease. In fact, Pfizer, quite on the contrary, has paid the largest criminal settlement to date in the billions of dollars. Think of all the things that have had big settlements, like vehicle manufacturers, elevator businesses, maybe construction companies, road bridge creators. I mean, I don't know, rail systems. The largest criminal settlement in history. Why haven't we torn down this institution? Bayer and Johnson & Johnson, all the others. Because we've been preyed upon effectively, and we're not functioning near 100%. No one's near 100%, it seems. Just natural state. This clip's pretty powerful, but you gotta just see it. Remember to boycott child killers today. It's food products, it's sports drinks, it's snacks, it's ice creams, Starbucks. It's so many products, folks. You just have to see it for yourself. It's not innocent. Just because your kid can eat it in a minute later seems to be fine. So many of those products, it does lead and has led to death. I like this because let's capture this and make this attractive.
What is the hottest thing a girl has ever said to you?
Okay, so this one time...
Red meat is good for you. There are only two genders. Epstein didn't kill himself. Jet fuel can't melt steel beams. Climate change is the second biggest money laundering scheme behind the military-industrial complex. The only true minority is the individual. Fiat money is a Ponzi scheme, and only the state creates inflation. Bitcoin is the ethical, sound cure to money and just about everything else. Did I miss anything?
Let's make truth sexy again, folks. Let's do it. It's just something to think about. Less than 500 people a year are killed by rifles. But let's ban them. Let's even falsely throw out definitions we can't actually define and call them assault rifles when what AR isn't an assault rifle. It's a manufacturer, whatever. We won't even... AR stands for Armalite. Not an assault rifle. But let's ban them. Because 500 people, less than 500 people a year are killed by them. But over 4,000 people a year are killed by illegals. Yet, let's give them $2,200 a month of taxpayer assistance, register them to vote in our elections, and keep the border wide open to invite more of them into our country. Yeah, let's do that. That makes sense. Make it make sense. Can you see the gaslighting, the BS? Guns don't kill people. People, bad people, kill people that we shouldn't be not vetting and allowing in and incentivizing to invade criminally our country. If you haven't figured it out by now, our entire government is a huge mafia who launders our taxpayer money right back to themselves through foreign aid, endless wars, and they hate all of us and could care less if we suffer and die horrible deaths as long as they got rich and in power. Truth. Hear this lady out.
When another white boy or a white girl dies at the hand of an immigrant, we might shake our head, we might let out a sigh, we might even get angry for a minute or two, and then we go on with our lives. We offer the family thoughts and prayers, but nothing ever changes. Ladies and gentlemen, what does that say about us? This is the sign, this is the response of a society that has already given up, a society that has already accepted its defeat. But is this true? Have we given
up? Is that true? And what does that say about us? Everything I believe we've already exposed and we've connected the dots on. But let's continue. Have we given up?
Enough? Do we really accept the new reality that our globalist leaders have in mind?
Let that sink in. Let that sink in.
For us, I know one thing for sure, and that is that if nothing changes, if we don't start to seriously fight for our continent,
right,
for our religion, for our people,
right,
our countries, then this time that we live in will go down in history as the time in which Western nations no longer had to get invaded by hostile armies in order to be conquered. This time will then go down in history as the period in which the invader was actively invited in by a corrupt elite.
Right.
And not only did this corrupt elite invite the enemy in, they made the native population pay for it too.
Isn't that insane? How true is that? So many heavy-hitting things in here, folks. It's all we need to know. And a whole nother angle of things. You like life hacks? Hear this gal's life hacks. It's terrific.
Life hacks. Number one, if Bill Gates is involved in it, avoid it. Number two, if yes, Biden says it's true, it's false.
Right.
Number three, if the CDC or the FDA says that it's safe, it is dangerous.
Right.
Number four, if Congress makes a law to help you, it will eventually hurt you.
Right.
And number five, if the media pushes it, it's a lie. Life hacks.
So true. Something to think about. If the U.S. can waste $1.5 trillion on illegals in just the last 3 years, golly, then the U.S. can repay the $3 trillion it stole from Social Security trust funds 40 years ago. So politicians can shut their freaking pie holes about whatever, running out of money. I mean, you could apply it to so many things, right? What a freaking clown world we live in, folks. All right, I don't know. This gentleman has some good points, too.
So here's a real-life example of how the government uses the environment to extort money out of its citizens. This is my acre of land. There are many like it, but this one's mine. It's going to cost me $7,500, parts and labor, to put a septic tank on my property. But after I do that, I have to pay the government, the county, another $7,500 to come down here and make sure that my septic tank was installed properly. Well, hang on a second. Why do I need the government to come make sure that my septic tank is installed properly? I am the one with the incentive to make sure everything's running right, because I am the one that's going to have to deal with that shit if something goes wrong. Right. Not the fine folks at the Pima County Office of Environmental Quality, literally 25 miles away in Tucson. No, me. That's going to be my problem. So believe me, I'm going to make sure that septic tank is installed correctly. Number two, why is it $7,500 for their goon to come down here with a clipboard and a magnifying
good
glass
question,
and make sure everything is good? Oh, because it's an environmental impact fee. So what, are you going to take that money and bury it out here? And then if the environment's ever having like a bad day or like behind on its bills, the
right,
environment can use that money? No. That money's going to go to the government to get spent on God knows what.
Right.
But you see, they have to call it an environmental impact fee. They have to call it the Office of Environmental Quality, because that's how they get the useful idiots to come down and work for
yes,
them. If they just called it the citizen monetary extortion fee, they'd have a hard time getting goons to come work. But when they tell these liberal arts graduates, hey, you're saving the environment and you're getting paid, well, woohoo, they feel like effing Superman.
Right.
And that's how they get away with this crap. Now, I have zero intention of playing along with this game, because I'm actually going to be using technology that doesn't
good
require a septic tank.
It's
something new and modern
you
that the government doesn't know about yet, so they haven't outlawed. Because this kind of crap is why you're paying $1,500 a month for a studio apartment in the hood. Because when you try to come out here, where the government doesn't supply you with any running water, no electricity, and they barely maintain the roads, they still want to tell you what to do. And they
right,
still want to make sure that they put you into the matrix, where you have to get a loan from a bank,
mm,
you have to hire these people to do this, you have to pay these fees and these fines and these taxes, and basically get steamrolled into poverty, which is what's happening to about everybody in the country right now. Except for me. Because I don't put up with that shit.
Golly, mic drop. That's well said. We need less government. As if we don't know better? Now, I get it. There's a fine small roles that it could play, and we can ensure it does decent enough at that to allow, right? But it's way beyond that. Way. It's time to abolish this oppressive. It's time to abolish it. Tranquil, Oklahoma, and this gentleman, my hat is off to you. We must support more men like this.
I'll be really clear. President Biden deciding to rewrite Title IX is one of the most radical and illegal moves we've ever seen from the federal government. It's an attack on our states. It's an attack on our families.
Yeah.
And it's an attack on our young women and girls.
Yeah.
We will not stand for this in Oklahoma. We are pursuing all actions to oppose this illegal and unconstitutional move by the Biden administration. We have already instructed our districts to not comply with this illegal rule change from President Biden. We will not allow boys in the girls' restrooms. We will not put boys in girls' sports. As a coach and as a parent, I've watched young girls work to learn the lessons that come along with playing sports. They have been able to show leadership. They have been able to dedicate so much of their life to learning those lessons that come from hard work, that come from teamwork, that come from competition. And to see the federal government try to erase girls' sports is disgusting. We've already heard back from a lot of districts that are very pleased that we stood in front of them and this dictate from the federal government. We're very proud of our districts that are holding the line, and we will never allow Joe Biden to control our schools and indoctrinate our kids.
Awesome.
Our young girls deserve these experiences, and they shouldn't have them ripped away from some activists in Washington, D.C., who want to use the power of the federal government to impose radical gender theory on our state. I will continue to keep you all updated as we continue to move swiftly and aggressively against this overreach.
Great work. It's exactly what it is. Overreach. This is crazy. See all them squeaky lines? Yeah, they want you to use paper straws to save turtles. When Taylor Swift is flying all over the freaking globe in her jet. Private. You can't even see the country. Unbelievable. The hypocrisy, the hierarchy, this two-tiered system. It's rules for thee and not for me. That's what has been this whole time. It was clear during the pandemic. It was clear before that. It is clear as day now. Enough is enough. We gotta expose this to people so they stop pedestaling on stupid. If it's not clear enough, listen to this guy. Let's just keep it going.
We confront an existential global crisis of which many Americans are not even aware.
Let's restart it.
Americans, we confront an existential global crisis of which many Americans are not even aware. The world's globalist elites are crafting plans for totalitarian control over our lives. How is this possible? They're using digital identification and central bank digital currencies to track our every move, threaten our privacy, and hold our money hostage to their designs.
Yep.
The World Health Organization Pandemic Treaty is a noose around the neck of every nation, ceding national autonomy and authority to the United Nations under the guise of emergency preparedness. Like all totalitarians, they are employing fear as a weapon to justify mass control. They're snatching up our food and water supplies around the globe, seeking to control our most basic needs for survival. They're attempting to manipulate the weather system, pumping chemicals into our skies and gaslighting us, although we can see it clearly with our own eyes. Mainstream media are in lockstep with the globalist agenda that is under their control.
Yes.
Pushing agendas and narratives that normalize insanity and demonize our humanity.
Right.
Sadly, many have outsourced their critical thinking to these evil organizations against their own best interests. Americans should not be afraid of criticism when they question. They must not be afraid of the globalist elites and their agenda.
Right.
Like the Pied Piper, people are being led to their own demise. The hypnotism is very real, and it's no accident.
So true.
When we look around, many of us feel overwhelmed, coupled with a sense of hopelessness in the face of extreme totalitarian ambitions.
Because we're sick.
I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. Each and every one of you is important, powerful, and crucial to this fight.
Yes.
In our country, our choice, we are fighting back against the evil ambitions of globalist elites. The time for self-doubt and complacency is over.
True.
You are an American. Americans don't ever give up without a fight. We are the first to fight tyranny. We must unite. We must convince our friends and family to unite. United, we are invincible. Divided is not even an option.
Right.
Join us in our fight against global tyranny. Go to globalism.ourcountryourchoice.com to arm yourselves on the realities we face. God bless you, and God bless America. Remember, the truth will set all of us free.
Very well said. So true. Killing children in war has become legal. But growing plants that cure cancer and other issues and breathe health into our bodies is illegal. I think it's time humanity started looking at what is right as opposed to what is legal. Yes. Last clip, folks. This is amazing.
See, I want to know what I just realized about all the legislation that's being passed. literally all of it is to stop a revolution.
Yes.
We got the 702 bill, which allows them to go through our text messages and make sure we're not colluding with foreign adversaries, but they're also looking for words like revolution. We have the bill that stops us if there's more than a million people talking about one topic or assembling. It's illegal, which isn't even the right term because they're passing statutes and regulations. They're not passing laws.
Right.
Banning TikTok because TikTok is our only access to uncensored information. We get to see people on the fucking ground.
Now, it's not the only. Rumble's still here. However, what they're doing with TikTok poses a grave threat to Rumble, X, True Social, all of them. And we can't allow that. And if that happens, folks, we got to be ready to do something about it. Period.
Where the shit is happening, telling us what's actually happening. So the story that they spinning doesn't work anymore. Nobody's going to the news outlets. Nobody's looking at the newspaper because we all see that it's propaganda now. So do you know what that tells me? That either we're about to find out something that they have been doing that directly affects us, which is literally every fucking thing that they've been doing.
Right.
Or they're about to do something so drastic that it's going to cause for us to uprise. Now, it could have something to do with that guy burning himself alive in front of the Trump trial in New York. He was basically saying they're running a Ponzi scheme, allegedly using Bitcoin. So you're putting your money into Bitcoin. They're going on the back end and taking your money out. So eventually Bitcoin cryptocurrency is going to crash because there's no money in it. Now, that doesn't surprise me because they are doing the same thing with our retirement plans, with our 401ks and the trust funds that half of us don't know that we got. The Siesta Cave Trust. So that would be on brand. And again, all of this is allegedly, besides the fact that it's a fucking stick up and half of us ain't even paying attention.
Yeah.
What else do you think that they could be doing that would cause us to stand up? Because they're worried about a million of us standing up. What could they possibly be doing? Drop your thoughts in the comments.
Right. Very well said. I agree. That is a big realization. All this legislation being passed literally is to stop a revolution. Stop we the people from assembling. Can't have that. That is unacceptable. Now, with that being said, folks, it is up to us. Was this enough? Did you enjoy to an extent? I know I got loud. I know I got ramped up. But it's our futures at stake. But it's more than that. As we actually spend time and educate ourselves and connect the dots, it's no secret that this is the devil's handiwork, truly. And my gosh, are we just going to sit back and allow him to rule over us? Get us sick? Is Harari freaking Klaus Schwab's puppet talks about like how we're hackable, humans are hackable? And he who controls the data controls the future, but not just the future, but life itself. That we're control, they have the technology to control the masses. We're just going to allow ourselves to be controlled and ruled over. Even bigger than that, more important than that. Are we not going to seize this moment and educate ourselves and see that this is a spiritual battle, and above all, seek our Creator's armor to prepare us for this battle? Because amongst all of this, as much as I want to like see positive impact, I have great peace, and I wish that on everyone. So let's see here. We are now April 1st. This one's awesome. Let this resonate with you. You are on the right path of my choosing. There is no randomness about your life. Every one of you listeners, I'm here for a reason, right here, right now. You're listening to this right here, right now, for a reason. Can we seize this moment? Seize the day. Seek God's counsel, wisdom, and direction on this and let him take lead. There's no randomness about your life. Here and now comprise the coordinates of your daily life. Most people let their moments slip through their fingers, half-lived. I've been there, done that. They avoid the present by worrying about the future or longing for a better time and place. They forget that they are creatures who are subject to the limitations of time and space. They forget their creator who walks with them only in the present. Every moment is alive with my glorious presence to those whose hearts are intimately connected with mine. As you give yourself more and more to the life of constant communication with me, you will find that you simply have no time for worry. Thus, you are freed to let my spirit direct your steps, enabling you to walk along the path of peace. I don't even need to embellish on that. It's so powerful. First one here, Luke 12, 25, 26. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Question. And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use of worrying over bigger things? It's truth. It's powerful. Luke 1:79. To give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. There's our call to action. My dear brothers and sisters, I know there'll be great blessing that we can't even weigh or measure in this existence if we can grasp this and capture this, because that's a silver lining. Yes, it would be great to see the tide shift here in this mortal existence, but it's irrelevant. What is more important than that is we bring those to light that are in the darkness, that we help guide them to their own peace and fulfilling the very purposes to why we're here. We're just going to leave it at that. I was going to play the YouVersion Bible app scripture for the day, but I personally want to let that sink in more and ponder on that. Folks, check out that masterpiece. Check out Bond Charge. Support us through our sponsors and our affiliations. If you like this shirt, it says the power of prayer, the power of prayer, the power of prayer, as it writes out the word pray. Let's all embody standing up now. It's more important than ever before. It always is important for any generation. For us to seize the day, seize the moment, seize our existence, fulfill our purpose. If there's any value to this, please share, support us, follow. You know, all the things. Heck, if you're feeling charitable, a donation would be such a blessing. I love you guys. Let's keep up the good work. The best is yet to come. More to come soon. God bless you all. Take care.